Thanks, John. It's good to be back in Salford. I was born in Salford, in fact, in what is now Salford Royal. It's an amazing building. I've not seen that in its new form. It was Hope Hospital, wasn't it, when, something years ago when I came into this world. And not in this posh part of Salford. We're in here. I lived in Lower Broughton. Spent the first year of my life sleeping in a drawer. It's true. Some of you can identify with that. And then my mum and dad moved out to Prestwich. But I always call myself a Salford lad. I'm proud to be Salford born and bred. We used to spend all my... The street that we lived in Lower Broughton was... I was off Lower Broughton Road. It was called Meadow Road. And the end of Meadow Road was the Meadow playing fields. If you stand on the crescent, you used to be able to see right across, but now it's all full of trees. Had some fun in those days. Anyway, I mustn't waste my time reminiscing about the good old days, except to say I remember when I was about six being cornered down a back entry by a group of lads that were about seven or eight, about six of them, and they asked me, are you a cat or a proddy? And I had absolutely no idea what they were talking about. But I thought it was important to be one or the other. So after a little bit of pressure, I confessed to being a cat, which was correct answer. And I was allowed to go on my way. I think it was about 10 years later when I discovered that I'd confessed to being Roman Catholic and didn't know anything about it. Of course, I wasn't. I was christened as a Methodist in Gravel Lane many, many years back. But anyway, today, here to talk about the Message Trust and in particular, two things. I'm going to feature Jonathan Ogden first. So why don't you come out, Jonathan? Big round of applause for Jonathan Ogden, everybody. What a man. Now, Jonathan works for The Message. I don't know how long you've been working for The Message for. Nearly 3 years. And The Message is a faith mission, which means we pray our funds in. Now, when Jonathan got the job there, we said to him, we can't pay you anything apart from what... No, he didn't say that, did we? Said, in faith, we pay you a salary for doing an amazing job in the media department. But we also say we need you to pray for people to support the message. So one of the things I'm going to do today, without any embarrassment, is ask you, if you haven't already made a commitment, a financial gift to the message towards Jonathan's salary, please do. We'll pay him anyway, but we trust in God and we're hoping that you'll stand with us if it's just a fiver a month or... £1,000 a month. You know, we need £4 million this year. God's provided every year, 21 years. In the first year it was 20,000, then it was 50, then it was 100, now it's 4 million. And every month the wages get paid on time to the glory of God. We've no idea sometimes, a couple of days before payday, where that last chunk of money, sometimes it's £50,000. We pray and pray and pray. And have you ever had a delayed payday? There's only been two in 21 years, and in each case, the money came in within 2 weeks. So we're praising God for that, but we're giving you the privilege of being blessed to give. So at the end of the service, we'll ask you, go and speak to Jonathan. And if you haven't already, become a message supporter, and that will give you a goodie bag, and there's a DVD in here, there's a book, and all sorts of things. So you're supposed to save that to the end in a proper sales pitch. But I thought I'd warn you. But tell us a bit about your job, Jonathan. No, it's not on.
Hello. There we go. I do web design, so I work in the creative team at The Message. So we're kind of responsible for doing all the design stuff for all the bands. So all the bands are going to schools, the teams are going to prisons, The Message as a whole, the Enterprise Centre that's just starting next door and all those businesses. So, I work in the web team, so I design all their websites, which is quite a... important role in a sense, because for a lot of the businesses as well, it's the first thing that people are going to see when they kind of find out about something. A lot of them go to the website first, so it's almost kind of giving a voice to the stuff that we do at The Message. And yeah, it's great to work on stuff that's actually making a difference as well. It's just kind of generic websites, so yeah.
It's fantastic to have people of Jonathan's abilities working for us, because if it was left up to me or John or most of us here, the best we could do would be probably stick a big poster outside with Jesus Loves You or something, because that's what we've always done. It felt it then. Now we've got all this amazing, isn't it? Well, we're taking it for granted now, the World Wide Web and the stuff that you can do. If you click on message.org.uk now, you can watch videos, you can search all sorts of information about what's going on. It's a really exciting ministry. 156 high schools in Greater Manchester, every single one of them is being targeted by a schools team. We've got the Eden Bus, which is a mobile youth centre. We have a year-out scheme called Message Academy, where teenagers, older teens and early 20s, come spend a year with us, learn about how to evangelise their peers through creative arts and go back to their old towns and do it again. We've got the Eden Partnerships, which you know about, and the Message Enterprise Centre, which I'll tell you a bit about in a moment. But without Jonathan and two or three others in the media department, we couldn't really communicate any of that. And are you happy in your work, Jonathan?
Yes.
What do we do every morning?
Yeah, we get to spend half an hour every morning praying. Well, we kind of, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday, we spend half an hour doing prayers, so we have about 10 minutes of worship, 10 minutes kind of somebody sharing a thought, and then we pray for stuff going on in the day. And then we pray as a team on Wednesdays as well, and then once a month we get to have a full prayer day where we just lift up everything that's going on in the message and just hear the kind of vision of what's going on and get a chance to pray for everything. And so it's yeah, it's amazing to get to do that as part of a job.
And Jonathan's part of the team that in the mornings leads us in worship and prayer. I really appreciate that. He writes his own songs, and I'm sure you know all about that. So just to commend him to you and ask you, please continue to pray for Jonathan. He's one of the vital parts of the machine. He's not one of the people that goes into schools occasionally and speaks about Jesus, but he's part of the whole thing behind the scenes with the where the wheels are oiling, being oiled by the sort of work that Jonathan does. So let me just pray for you. Father God, thank you for Jonathan. We pray that you'd continue to use him for your glory through his amazing work at the Message, and that you'd keep him in a position of trust before you. And thank you that he knows how to trust you for every aspect of his life. We pray that you'd bless him and anoint him for his work, vital work, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks, John. Okay, now the second thing I want to talk to you about is the Message Enterprise Centre. And I'll do it backwards again, because I'm going to ask you to respond to that. Of course, we'd love it if you could give money to the Message Enterprise Centre. We need £200,000 a year to meet the deficit between the trading income that we bring in and the expenditure that we spend out. But if you had to choose this morning, if you were going to give a fiver a month or something, give it to Jonathan, towards Jonathan's salary, because that's the main thing that we're asking for. But what you can do, pray for the work of the Message Enterprise Centre, please. I'll tell you a bit about it in a minute. And also think about whether you could be a volunteer in our building services team. We're looking out for people who maybe have retired from a building trade, could give a day a week to work with our teams. And in the catering side of things, we're looking for people who might be able to support when we do an event, like we're having some wedding receptions in our new centre soon, and perhaps you could give a couple of hours to help with one of those. More about that later on. And thirdly, and perhaps the most important thing that anyone can do, is come and visit us. We're only a 10-minute drive away. If you haven't got a car, find somebody who has, probably sat next to you, and ask them, could you go over and have a coffee? Come for breakfast or come for lunch. There's an amazing cafe there called the Mess Cafe. And we'd love it if Christians from all over Manchester and Salford could come along and meet one, arrange to meet people just off the motorway. It's a very convenient place to meet. First of all, what is the Message Enterprise Centre? Well, it's a response to what's a kind of revival in our prisons we've seen in the last couple of years. The Message Trust sends teams into youth offenders institutions and has had amazing success over the last 10 years, particularly in the last couple of years. Hundreds of young men and women have been coming to faith in prison, which is brilliant, isn't it? Who's excited about that? And their lives completely change. When they come out of prison, they need a church. We help them find a church. They need a place to live. We've always helped them find housing. They also need a job. And when you go to a prospective employer and say, you know, I've turned my life around, Jesus has forgiven me, I'm a clean sheet, I'm a new creation, the employer usually is not particularly impressed with that. They want to see your CV. And when it says drug dealer, knife criminal, they usually say, we'll call you. And it's been very difficult for us to help ex-offenders find work. So a couple of years ago, we got hold of this building next door to our headquarters in Sharston. We prayed it in. The council, we were told, wouldn't let us have it because they didn't like Christian ministry. We prayed that one through, and we got it for a quarter of its market value, and a 125-year lease instead of the 10-year lease that they originally offered us. So that was a miracle. We thought that was the hard thing, getting the building. Then we realised we needed to refurbish it. cost £1.3 million. And we started the work about a year ago. We finished it 6 months ago, 7 months ago. And guess how much we owe of that £1.3 million? Nothing at all. Isn't that amazing? No mortgage, no bank loans. Isn't it exciting when you're in the middle of the will of God and you can see evidence of it in every way? And in the last 12 months, we've employed 14 ex-offenders. 8 of them are still with us. One of them's here. I'm going to ask him to come up in a minute, Andy. The other 6 have moved on, 3 or 4 of them into other employment, which is good, and we're still in contact with all of the 6 that have moved on. Here's the great thing, and we were talking to the chief constable about this recently, Sir Peter Fye, and the probation officers, and the police and crime commissioner, Tony Lloyd, and they ask us these, they say, how many of those 14 have reoffended? Because the government statistics say about 80% of them will have done. Do you know what the answer is? Same answer, 0. Isn't that amazing? And so they say, oh yes, well, they're probably people who've got in prison for 2 weeks for not paying a parking fine or something. That's not the case. Most of the people that we're working with come from serious offences. They call them PPOs, persistent and prolific offenders, MAPPers, multi-agency interventions. And when the police and the probation people find this out, they are absolutely staggered. And they ask the great question, what is it? How are you able to do this? And isn't it great to be able to say, Jesus is the answer? We've always known that, haven't we? Jesus is the answer. When the question comes, how do you stop reoffending? And there's all sorts of social enterprises trying to do it all over the country using all kinds of mentoring techniques and job creation techniques. But still, after a year or two, a massive percentage of those people have reoffended and gone back to prison. My vision, my dream, is to stand in Downing Street in 4 years' time, because a year ago I said 5 years, and to be able to say to the Prime Minister, whoever she or he will be on that day, here's a body of robust research endorsed by the University of Manchester that shows we've worked with, I don't know, 60, 70 ex-offenders, and guess how many have reoffended in that time? Maybe single figure, perhaps, if I haven't got the faith to say 0. And I know that the government will say, how do you possibly do that? And the answer is, whether you like it or not, there's a conversion to Jesus Christ at the core of it all, and without that, you'll only ever get the results that you get everywhere else. But with that, you can see an amazing transformation to our society. So, therefore, you need to help us financially, government, instead of relying constantly on just Christians chucking their hard-earned cash into the pot. So that's our 5-year goal. We're 20% of the way towards it, and I'm excited about that. Andrew, come and tell us a little bit about your story. Andrew, who doesn't mind me telling you this, I want to summarise his background quickly. In 2004, Andrew got a 10-year prison sentence for smuggling drugs into the country, which, under the influence of friends who suggested it was a great idea. Served 5.5 years, I think, didn't he, of that sentence? Came out, slipped back into his old way of life, and got arrested. In that arrest occasion, you found yourself in a prison cell and reflecting on years and years of your sister praying for you and talking to you about Jesus, which you'd never really taken much notice of, had you, until
then? No, not until then. Is that working?
So you made the decision then to think a bit more about becoming a Christian, didn't you?
Yeah. It's like the way I was thinking and things started to change. My thoughts were different. I started thinking about what would happen at the end when my life was over and things, and the decisions I'm making weren't right. So I got in touch with my sister. I actually used my partner as a thing, saying my partner said that she wanted to start going to church when it was actually me.
Didn't want to lose face and admit that you were interested.
No, too proud at the time. But
so you and Tabs went along to church.
Yeah, went along to church.
In Salford, was it Lighthouse, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Lighthouse, yeah.
You gave an appeal. Did you go forward?
Not the first couple of weeks. I wouldn't go forward. It was like I had the concrete slab in my hand when they were saying, lift your hand up if you want to give yourself to Jesus. My partner did. So I went the next week, still didn't. The following week, I managed to lift my hand. It felt like someone else lifted it, but so I went to the front, give myself to God, and I felt different in that moment. And
how long ago was that?
That was now 6 months ago, 7 months ago.
And pretty soon, well, let's just go back a bit. During that time, you've been trying to get jobs, haven't you? What kind of answers were you getting?
Well, it was all nice when I was having the interview, when I was speaking to the employer. They'd say they would contact me, but with me telling them what I'd been in prison for, as I have to under probation, you have to tell them. It was, no one ever phoned back. No. So it was like, it was becoming pointless to have job interviews.
And then we heard about you and we sent Dom, our building team leader, to speak to you. The short version is, you came to work for us.
Yeah, volunteered. And
can I just say, Andrew is one of the most reliable members of staff that we've got. He's hardly ever had a day off sick. He's gone through some major tests and problems, but he's been a brilliant worker, and you quite enjoy it, don't you?
I love it. It's the only time I've actually had a life that was worth having. It's good. I don't do nothing bad no more, and I know if I have a problem, I've got many people at the message that will support me and help me get through that, and I can pray to the Lord and he'll always answer. So
brilliant, that's great news, isn't it? And what's happening on the 30th of November?
On the 30th of November, I'm getting married to my partner, Tabitha.
Hey, so, great news. Excellent. So you work in the building team. Have you learned any new skills?
Yeah, loads of new skills, like how to basically put kitchens in, how to tile, just all sorts, everything. And it doesn't stop, because each day we do a new job. Dominic, our boss, he will teach us as we go along. It's not like another job where, you know, you do that and then they'll help you as you go along. So you're learning rather than having to be trained before you get the opportunity and the chance to, you know, to try this, to do this part of work. Dom will train you as you go along, and it's just great, because you start realising things that you can do but you never knew you could do. So, and I don't know, it's like kitchen tiling. The first time I did it, it's like I was just throwing them on the wall, and I don't know where that comes from. Well, I do, God, but yeah.
It doesn't sound like a great advertisement for our building team. So. Maybe if you've got any groundwork that you need doing, you know, let us know. We'd love to give you a quote for that. Brilliant. I'd love to stand here all day, but we need to move on. So thanks, Andrew, for coming forward. Brilliant. Great testimony. Thank you very much. So if we could just show those four, let me tell you briefly about each business, and we'd love you to think about supporting these. Shine is our hair and beauty salon. Who's ever had their hair cut? Ever? Anyone? So you know what's coming, don't you? It's not far. My wife has her hair cut there. I have my hair cut there. She has her colour done there. It's a proper professional salon. And you can go along there with confidence, knowing that you're going to come out looking, don't worry, it's not someone who's never done it before. They're training on the job, and they've all got their exams and their diplomas and everything. And what we've done in Shine is we've researched all the hair and beauty treatments for about a 5-mile radius, and we've come up with the same treatments, and we've priced ours at just less than everybody else's. So you can get a quality treatment at no more than anywhere else. And actually, if you bring us a proof of it, we'll price match anybody else's. So please think about jumping in your car and coming down. We're going to give you one of these at the end. Nail treatments, waxing, spray tans, anything and everything. It's all in here. I can see all the women are smiling, and the blokes are smiling too, thinking about having their legs waxed and things. It'd be great. Okay, and there's Abby and Amy. Abby's the manager. She's 10 years experience in running a beauty salon. And Amy is one of our apprentices who's got a fantastic testimony. And you hear all about it when you get there. They'll talk to you, tell you their story. They all give Jesus the glory, which is an amazing thing. People said we couldn't do this, you know, a year ago. They said, you can't combine business with discipleship. It won't work. It's impossible. I love it when people say that. Because in the Bible it says, with God, all things are possible. And I can tell you, it is very, very, very difficult. And there are days when we have to confess, God, it is impossible without your help. But with his help, 51% discipleship, 49% business. That's how we balance it. So that's Shine. Second thing is the building and property development and building services. There's Dom, happy Kiwi man, laid back. Anyone know Dom? Dominic Mould and his wife Emma. Yeah, Emma's the worship pastor at the Lighthouse. They will quote you for anything. And I wasn't joking when I said don't ask them to, you know, seriously, I wouldn't let them near decorating in my house or doing the tiling in the kitchen. Not yet, give it a year or two. They're great for investment properties or something like that. But if you've got heavy work, paving, gardening, groundwork, roofing, anything like that, they're great. Give them a call. We'll give you the phone number at the end. Third one is the bike recycling team, Bespoke. We get bikes from the police, lost and unclaimed, stolen bikes that haven't been picked up. And we refurbish the bikes, and we refurbish the lives of the lads that are refurbishing the bikes. It's a fantastic combination. And if you need a bike, we've got bikes from £30 or £40, properly reconditioned, roadworthy, right up to £200. So we've had some amazing bikes given to us from the police, which are, you know, you can pay £1,000 for a bike, you know that. We can get new bikes to order. If you're thinking of buying a bike for Christmas for anybody, give us a ring and we'll match the quote. You know, don't buy it from Halfords, buy it from Bespoke. If you want a service on your bike or anything like that, come down and just have a look. Why not? And the last one, the Mess Cafe. This is a beautiful location right in the middle of a industrial estate, just off the motorway. You would not choose to go there for your lunch, but when you do, you'll be absolutely amazed. I can't tell you all about it, but there's a flyer in there. We're going to give you a brochure at the end. And please, would you think about having an event there? We're doing a wedding reception next week. We've got an internal street in the middle of the Enterprise Centre that will hold 150 people for a banquet. We can do all sorts of conferences, away days, elders meetings, breakfasts, anything like that. Let us know and give us a chance to quote for you. We need to double our turnover this year. We started slowly. We're building, all the businesses are building up slowly, but we need more and more people to really support us so that we can bridge that gap. The goal is after 3 years, these businesses are self-sufficient so that we don't need the donations that we're relying on at the moment. So forgive me for gabbling through that quickly. I'll give you a brochure at the end if you ask for one on the way out, and I'd love it if you'd pray for us. In fact, John, would you mind coming just to pray for me in my role? I'm the director of the Enterprise Centre, so whenever anything goes wrong, I get the blame. When something goes well, Andy Hawthorne takes all the credit because he's the chief exec.
Yeah, let's pray for Frank. Lord, thank you for this Enterprise Centre. Thank you for Frank's role in it. We're so excited to hear the stories about what's happening there. Thank you for the first 6 months and the development. We pray now for the future. Pray for Frank's vision in 4 years' time. We pray that would come to pass. We pray he would stand in Downing Street with that evidence before him. And Lord, we just bless the future of this enterprise. We bless those who work there. We bless those who will work there in the future. And we speak a blessing into Frank. And will you resource him, we ask, Lord, for all that he has to do in the future, we ask. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank
Amen. Thanks for coming, Frank. I'm sure you'd like to thank Frank, sorry about the poetry there, but and Andrew and Tabitha for coming along.